Now, I would like to request Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali to say a few words about oppression and the importance of revolution. Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali was born and raised in the United States. After completing his BS and MS in the computer science from Stanford University, California, he worked in software industry. In 2004, he left his job and began his studies in the holy city of Qom. In 2014, he relocated to the Greater Toronto Area. He is currently involved in Islamic education and pursuing a doctorate degree in educational leadership from Western University. Please join me. Welcome, Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Respected scholars, brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My condolences to all of you on the anniversary of the rihla and the departure of Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayh from this world. I wanted to appreciate the efforts of the brothers and sisters who have put together this platform to be able to commemorate this individual and to revive for all of us some of his teachings and some aspects of his personality and some of what he means for us today. And I wanted to have a special thanks to all those who contributed, the spoken word artists, and also the speakers for enlightening us with their words of wisdom. I don't wish to take too much of your time. I was thinking what would be something that maybe we can take a little bit of from Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayh, and be able to apply to ourselves. And recently I came across a letter that Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayh, had written to his son, Ahmad Khomeini, towards the end of Imam Khomeini's life. He actually wrote at least two kind of wasiyat name, meaning like letters which are considered to be like a final parting words of wisdom. One of them was written about 5 years before he passed away. And then the other one was written just about 2 years before he passed away from this world. And he wrote it to his son. Now, the ulama throughout history, the great ulama, they had this like custom of before they leave this world, they want to bequeath a treasure for their children. Now, what kind of treasure does a person of knowledge give to those who are going to come after him? Obviously, like it's his or her knowledge. There are others who might seek to like leave aside, you know, mansions and treasuries and gold and silver and a lot of riches. But this is something which the people of knowledge would leave behind, and was something that maybe was more valuable than those other things. And this is something that we see in the Quran. Luqman was doing to his son, and it was the seerah of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam as well. So Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi has these words for his son, but in there's some beautiful nuggets of wisdom that I'd like to just take a few of them this evening and speak about. Inshallah, we can learn and remind ourselves about the personality of Imam Khomeini and some of the things that he has taught us that we can apply in our current situation. So the first thing I'd like to mention is that Imam Khomeini, in these two letters, he begins and he first explains his perspective of himself. You know, he's the father here. It might be the case that somebody would say that, okay, at the end of a long life, he sees himself as being a very successful person because he's become so popular. He's been able to like do something that no one else was able to do. He was, he had surprised everyone who was, you know, all the political scientists, all the PhDs who, for the most part, who were looking at this, they never believed that Imam Khomeini would be successful in establishing the Islamic Revolution along with, the people. But with God's help, they were able to do that. So you'd think that maybe he looks himself as somebody who is very, very like successful and definitely set for good times when he leaves this world. But the way he speaks of himself, he says that I am now at the end of my life. I'm just paraphrasing. And he says that I've spent my whole life in a state of intoxication with the natural world, meaning that I consider myself as having fallen short of where I should have been. And even now, I see myself as making my way towards the pit of the hellfire. And I don't have any hope that I may be saved from it. But at the same time, I am not hopeless in the mercy of Allah. And I don't have any hope except for in Him. And even when I look at everything that I've gained in terms of my knowledge, all the different opinions that I've studied, all the different opinions that I have, I don't see myself as being somebody who's worthy. And in fact, I can see that only Allah is the one who is able to count the number of sins that I have committed. You see here, Imam Khomeini was somebody who saw himself as a believer should see themselves, always between fear and hope. And this was one of the hallmarks of his personality, that despite whatever was happening, he always saw himself as being somebody who was humble because of his acknowledgement of being in the presence of Allah. One time he was giving a speech, and before he was about to speak, there was a poet who began to praise him in front of the audience, kind of to like create the excitement that Imam was about to start speaking. And so he says that, you know, in using poetic language, he says that you are the Suleiman of the era, you are the Dawood of the era. Now sit on your throne and command as God has given you the right to command us. And that type of poetic language. He was basically saying that Imam Khomeini had been successful and now he was the leader of the Islamic Revolution. When Imam Khomeini starts out, he acknowledges this poet and he says that he is a speaker who is committed to the deen and he has powerful speech. But then he also has a complaint for him. And he says that I seek refuge in Allah from those things that you have said about me. Because these things, if I were to believe them, they would be something that might take me away from Allah Ta'ala. These things that you said, it was not right for you to say them in my presence. And I am scared and I'm concerned about the effect that it may have on myself. Now, if you go and you look at the video of this incident, you see that the entire audience began to weep because the sincerity of the way he spoke made it clear that he was speaking the truth. This is how he saw himself. Despite all the blessings that he had, he saw himself completely and absolutely, totally dependent on Allah Ta'ala. One of the other points that Imam Khomeini makes in these letters, he says that I've studied and looked at history and I've studied different people and I've come to this conclusion that of all the people in the world, those people who are actually suffering the most are the people who have the most power and the most wealth. They're the ones who inside of themselves, in their psyche, in their mental state, in their spiritual state, they are actually going through a lot of strife and struggle. And he says that, you know, the people who are actually being the most, you know, who have the most challenges and those who are going through the most trouble, it's the leaders who are at the head of the superpower countries. At that time, it was the superpowers of Russia and the United States. Now, you might look at that and say, well, these are the people who have so much power. You know, they have so much, so much going for them. They're so famous. They have all these wealth. They have bodyguards, whatever it is. But he says that from his perspective, you know, from his basira, from his insight, he could see the reality that these people who have built up an empire of cards, whose support network is not stronger than a spider web, for them, actually, they're always in the state of worry. And then he goes on to say something very interesting. He says that people whose goal in life is just to try to get one up from others, like that's the only thing that they're striving for. He says for them, what they're actually striving for, they're looking for like praise, they're looking for awards, they're looking to like say that I'm better than this person and that person, that person. He says that actually the only thing that they're really getting is more strife and more difficulty, because that's not the way that the system works. It's not the case that anybody can have anything independent of God. If somebody is gifted with something from Allah Ta'ala, it's something which Allah is giving to them as an amana. And it's something which is not something that they can now have bragging rights over others. Now you compare this perspective to this perspective of the worldly leaders and how they see themselves and how they attribute success to themselves. And you see a world of difference. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his letter, he has a particular piece of advice for his son. He says, "My son, there's one thing that I want to tell you. I see that when people criticize you and when people make up rumors about you, it troubles you. But one thing you should know is that whenever you do Islamic work and you take steps in the way of Allah and you start to become noticed by people for doing this, there is no way that people will not start speaking against you. There's no way that people will not start creating rumors about you. This is the way of the world. And these are things which you should expect and which you should look aside. Because your responsibility is to do something called al-qiyamu lillah, meaning that you have to stand for the sake of Allah. This is a very important advice. Sometimes people who want to do things for the sake of God, you know, the opinions of others and their perspectives and their criticism, it's something which kind of deflates them and it becomes a barrier for them to go forward. But Imam Khomeini urges his son, he says that the prophets, they are our examples. And every prophet had the same mission, which was to stand against the symbols of authority, the pharaohs of their time, and to strive to establish justice. And that's something which is an exemplar for all of us. The last point I'll mention, although there's many of them from these letters, is his emphasis on Tawheed. One of the hallmarks of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi, is that he was a symbol, a practical symbol of Tawheed, meaning not just one who understands the oneness of God, but one who has dedicated his life towards that understanding, who lives it, who breathes it, who sees everything in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. He tells his son that one of the verses in the Quran which is worth studying, even if you were to study it for your entire life, it would not be too much. It's the verse of the Quran in Surah Al-Hashr where Allah says, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighadin wattaqullah. Inna Allaha khabirun bima ta'malun." O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah. Fear Allah. Guard yourself against being subject to His punishment. Be wary of Allah. And let every soul look carefully at what they're sending forward for the hereafter, for tomorrow, for the hereafter. And guard yourself and be wary of Allah. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing of what you do. He says that there are different levels of understanding this verse, which he refers to as being a treasure of knowledge and wisdom, and something which is a great source of tarbiyah for us. He says one level is that Allah Ta'ala is addressing those believers whose actions have a form of the action of a believer, but they lack heart. So he says that this verse is something for them to think about, that they should be careful and wary about Allah with respect to their actions of worship, because these actions aren't supposed to just be something which is done, okay, and not have like that type of deeper meaning to them. But then he goes on to say that there's another level of understanding, which is that this is for those people who are doing their actions for the sake of God, but their heart still at times is attached to other than Allah. And for them, they want to be striving for this level where they have none in their heart save Allah Ta'ala. And this is a reality that we saw in the life of Imam Khomeini. In fact, this is what made Imam Khomeini Imam Khomeini and what allowed him to be successful in doing what he did. They say that there was one time when the Savak had seized him in the middle of the night, and they wanted to take him from the city of Qum to Tehran. Now, those Savak agents, you know, this was a kind of a secret operation, and when they were confronted with Imam Khomeini and his personality, and they realized, you know, the magnificence of this individual, they started to shake. And They say that Imam Khomeini, you know, he was the one who assured them and kind of reassured them that, okay, everything's going to be okay. We're going back to your headquarters. It's all going to be okay. And later on, he says that, I didn't even feel a bit of fear in that process. They say the only thing he was concerned about was whether, you know, he would get a chance to do his night prayer. I didn't feel even a bit of fear. When they ask him on the airplane, what do you feel? He says that meaning not that he's a heartless person, but what that means is that he doesn't feel any different. It's not the case that now that, you know, there's this history-making moment that's about to happen right now, that he's going to be overly like happy or overly sad or overly worried. No, everything is in the mahdar and in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And for a believer, they take confidence in that. And they know that whatever the outcome is, it is going to eventually be favorable because Allah Ta'ala's promise will never be broken. And if there's one thing that we can take from Imam Khomeini when it comes to our current situation and the struggles that are taking place for justice, whether they be at home or whether they be abroad, is that this ingredient is the secret ingredient which will lead to these struggles attaining their success, that of Tawheed. These efforts need to be directed towards one path. People's intentions need to be directed towards one path. We need to be seeking guidance from one source. If this happens, then definitely the promise of Allah will come true. We ask Allah Ta'ala to bless the soul of marhum Imam Khomeini. We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant success to all those who strive in his sake to embody the truth and the justice from the message of Imam Khomeini in their lives, you know, are struggling against the oppressors in the world, to be able to establish the truth and justice and to be able to shed the yoke of oppression wherever they may be. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Thank you so much, Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali, for your time and enlightening words. May Allah keep showering his blessings upon you and your family, inshallah.